Welcome, everybody. It's time once again for another episode of SLMA Radio. Brought to you on behalf of the thousands and thousands of members of the Sales Lead Management Association. If it has to do with sales lead management or sales lead marketing, it probably starts here with the SLMA Radio Show. Today, as always, we're privileged to have with us the executive director, the founder of the SLMA, Jim Obermeyer. Hey, Jim.
Hello, Paul. Thank you for the fine introduction. Our producer for this program and occasional commentator is Paul Roberts. This is a live program, and listeners can call in at 949-330-7762 with thoughts, rants, stories. Paul will probably not let you on the air, but maybe. All past programs are available as podcast replays from iTunes, Stitcher, the SLMA radio site, the B2B podcast directory. Now, Paul, let people through this time. Don't keep them out there waiting.
All right. I won't be so difficult to put them on the air here.
Okay. Hey, today we've got a great program today. We had David Lewis from Demand Gen on a week or so ago, and he was talking about neuromarketing, and he said, I really should go right to the source, right to the people that invented this space. And he recommended that we talk to Patrick Renoir, and we talk about this brain research. This book has been out for, Patrick, how many years has the book been out now, 8 or 9 years?
Actually, about 15.
Well, it just seems like yesterday, because when you read it, it just seems like yesterday. And I remember the other day I bought a Kindle version, and I went back into my library, and I had one of your original first edition copies, not signed by you, but I've got one. And I went to Patrick, and I said, Patrick, can we get you on the program next week? Because Patrick has a new book coming out, correct, in 2018, Patrick?
Yes, that's right. It will be released in early 2018, and it will be published by Wiley. Wiley, amazingly enough, has been in that space for a while, because Wiley was the publisher of Neuromarketing for Dummies. So, in fact, we got a call from Wiley's about a year ago, and they said, well, we really like what you guys have done, and could you write, a new book? And we said, yeah, I think it's time. You know, our first book was about 15 years old, and we've learned a few things in the last 15 years. So see if we can interest a few people with more science about how the brain works.
Well, the last book was, as I reread the book in the last week, getting prepared for this interview, which is really about the future book, but reminding myself, and I said, oh, that's where I got that. Oh, that's where. You know, you forget after 15 years where you got the things that you learned. And it was kind of interesting, but the first book, you unveiled a lot of the latest brain research at that time. You talked about the six stimuli that always trigger a response. You talked about the four steps to align content, six message blocks, and the seven powerful impact boosters to delivery, to set your delivery apart. Now, what are you going to do in this next book? It's not just going to be a revision. It's going to be an entirely new work?
Yes, that's correct. Now, amazingly enough, in the first book that we published, the model was, I would say, 80% empirical. And what we've learned over the last 15 years is that there was a whole lot of new research that was pretty much demonstrating the empirical model that we came up with. So our new book has really two objectives. The first one is to provide a completely new set of scientific research that have proven the empirical model that we came up with. Now, amazingly enough, the model hasn't changed. In other words, we're still talking about six stimuli, four steps, six blocks, and seven boosters, but we will now support it with hardcore scientific evidence. So that is the very first thing that, you know, this new book will come up with. The second aspect of the book is now we've also developed a completely new set of neuromarketing research capabilities. In other words, you know, the promise of marketing is this, right? In traditional marketing, you ask people, what do you want? And then based on their answers, you will come up with a strategy, with a product first, right? And then with a strategy to sell that product. But it's all based on what the consumers or what people are telling you. And we know that self-reported measures are not real accurate representation of what people think, what people feel, and down the road, what they really want. So the promise of neuromarketing, which again started about 15 years ago, is that not by using self-reported measures, but by measuring directly on the body of people various physiological changes, these changes will give us a really nice and accurate picture of what people really want. So some of the modalities, some of the measurements that we do when we do this, they include, so at the higher end, you know, you can use an fMRI to do that, or you could use an EEG, or you could use facial coding. In other words, you could measure directly on the face of people what kind of emotion they go through based on how they contract the 43 muscles on their faces. Or you could use what's called biometrics. In other words, you could measure the changes of resistance of their skin. Or you can measure their pupil dilation. All these almost involuntary reflexes, again, they give us a really true picture of what people feel and think unconsciously. And it's been demonstrated by countless experiments now that these are more accurate, even if people are not trying deliberately to lie to you. You know, if I ask you right now, do you prefer vanilla or do you prefer chocolate ice cream? So, you know, depending on your mood and depending on the number of things, you're going to tell me, well, I prefer vanilla or I prefer chocolate. Well, scientists have demonstrated that instead of using that as a reply, if we put you in an fMRI, we can get a better idea of what you really want at some point. So it sounds counterintuitive because, you know, people would say, well, you know, I think I know if I want vanilla or chocolate. But if we had a lot of time, I could explain, I could demonstrate to you that it is not true. So that's the promise of neuromarketing. And over the last 15 years, my partner, Christoph Morin, and I, we've developed a new approach to doing these measurements. We have acquired the hardware, the software, etc. And all the neuromarketing research that we conduct is based on the model that we presented 15 years ago. So the new book is also going to talk about all the things that we have learned in the process of measuring these physiological responses on the body of people.
Don't you think to a great extent that what triggered the majority of this research as it applies to marketing and sales really came about because of your original work?
Well, I'd love to think that way, but we are definitely not the only ones. Our book was really the very first one that was carrying the title of neuromarketing. Today there is about, you know, 40 to 60 books on the subject of neuromarketing. Now, I co-authored the very first one, but there's been a really strong push, you know, all around the globe to figure out what's happening in the brain of people. So we are one of the only ones. We're not the only ones, but maybe we were the first ones.
I used to be a communication manager at Beckman many years ago, Beckman Instruments, and I had a department there, and we went away for weekends or one-day meetings, and I had a speaker come in on the subject of neuro-linguistic programming.
Yep.
And one of the original books, I think it was an author out of Denver, anyway, he came in and gave us a demonstration of it, and we were trying to figure out at that time how to use this in marketing and sales. There seemed to be a definite application. Is this kind of a takeoff on neuro-linguistic programming?
Well, in fact, we have somewhat of a long chapter in our book on what you call neuro-linguistic programming. Actually, most people call it NLP.
Right.
And NLP is really the science of human communication, or how different people learn in different ways. So, you know, when you teach somebody a concept, you really have three ways to teaching that concept. You can teach the concept by showing them a picture of it. You can tell them about it. In other words, you can use words. Or the third way people learn is by using their kinesthetic channel. In other words, it's by involving their bodies. Now, the research is very interesting, but the research has proven that if you are trying to teach a concept which by nature is auditory, in other words, that require words, it would be very difficult to use another mean of teaching it. So, for example, you know, if I want to teach you French grammar, trying to make it visual or trying to make it kinesthetic is going to be very difficult. If I want to teach you tennis, which by definition is a kinesthetic skill, trying to use visual. In other words, I can show you a picture of people or a video of people that are playing tennis, or I can tell you about tennis, right, what you need to do with your forehand and your backhand. So, but if I do not attempt to teach you tennis using the kinesthetic channel, it will be very, very difficult. So the objective of neuro-linguistic programming is really to help people improve the way they communicate by being aware of these issues. We have a long chapter in our book about this, but neuromarketing is a much greater issue, if you want. Neuromarketing is really about understanding how the brain works and optimizing your communication based on two things, based on your understanding of what your customers really want and what you should tell them to truly influence them or bias them to decide to buy your solution. Because, as you know, when a customer makes a decision to buy, they always have different options. They always have the option of doing nothing, and they have the option of choosing one of your competitors if they decide that they want to buy. So the objective of neuromarketing, again, is twofold. It's to truly understand what we call the pain in the brains of the customer, what motivates them psychologically to decide to buy. And then once you have understood this and you have used some of the non-traditional neuromarketing techniques to do that, in other words, you know, you can ask them, but that gives you only a very approximate picture, or you can measure on their bodies what their bodies tell you. And then once you know this, it's really about creating a message that will resonate in their brain. So to create that message, you know, all the NLP is interesting, but it's only a small portion of that.
Interesting. We've got about 2 minutes before the break. Now, this applies, obviously, in your book, your previous book, you gave a lot of examples of more consumer marketing. Does the new book also cover B2B marketing just as well? I mean, the concepts are the same.
Yes, actually, absolutely. The concepts are the same. Now, the reason why we like to use consumer example is because it helps everybody understand instantly, because everybody's a consumer, right? So you need to buy a toothbrush, you need to buy food, you need to buy clothing. So if we use some examples from B2C, it helps people instantly understand the concept. But you're absolutely right. In our new book, we will also be giving a lot of B2B examples. We just didn't have all that many examples when we first wrote the book 15 years ago.
I can imagine. We're going to take a break here. As a way of an introduction, just before our break, Patrick Renoir is the co-author of the book with Christopher Moran. He is with a company. You co-founded SalesBrain, correct?
Yes.
And prior to that, you were in charge of business development first at Silicon Graphics, very substantial company, LenoxCare. And you've marketed supercomputers, complex computer systems, for NASA, Shell, Boeing, Airbus. So you've got a very deep marketing background, and your company has been specifically designed to help companies increase sales by using neuromarketing. Have I captured that correctly?
Yes, you did. So actually, my partner got a PhD on the subject of consumer neuroscience. He got his PhD 2 or 3 years ago, so he got it late in life. But what we've really done is we've created a bridge between the world of neuroscience and the world of sales and marketing. In other words, those two worlds today do not communicate well. In other words, there is a humongous amount of research on the brain, but business people typically are not aware of what researchers are doing in that field. So we have created a bridge, and the bridge has translated into the model that we're discussing. So in fact, our model fits on one page. It's a big chart, if you want. But that model is an executive summary of what the experts on the brain know, and we've translated that so that business people can apply a very simple step-by-step process.
Well, Patrick, I see that you've received a master's in computer science yourself. So, Paul, let's take a break and hear from one of our sponsors. When we come back, we're speaking with Patrick Moi. He's the founder of SalesBrain, co-author of Neuromarketing, Understanding the Buy Buttons in Your Customer's Brain. Paul?
You know, let's face it, CRM doesn't help your reps sell. It wasn't designed to help reps navigate sales conversations, to build a solid business case, and to manage multiple deals from start to finish. What if you could help every rep perform more consistently? Well, meet Costello. Costello's deal management platform aligns sales reps, managers, and execs to work together to win more deals. They enable the reps to execute sales methodology during sales calls, give them visibility into the quality of every deal and insights into what's working and what's not. See the quality of every deal on one dashboard to provide executives with the accurate pipeline reports they've been begging for. If all that sounds like you, then you need to do one thing next. You know what it is? Visit andcostello.com to learn more. That's A-N-D-C-O-S-T-E-L-L-O and Costello.com. All right, let's pick it back up with Jim and his guest.
We've been speaking with Patrick Renoir, the co-author of the book Neuromarketing, Understanding the Buy Buttons in Your Customer's Brain, along with Christopher Morin, his co-author, not here today, but Patrick's been representing him. Patrick, when I got this book through the Kindle, I noticed, I believe these are my correct numbers. I was looking it up again, but I believe there are something like 2,700 underlines in this book, which kind of means the entire book has been underlined by someone at one time or another. I think it's the most that I've ever noticed in a book that we've reviewed. Now, this book is available hardcover for $16.29 at Amazon, Kindle at $5.99. And would you say, Patrick, that this book is kind of a bookend with your next book? Would somebody do well by having both of them?
I don't know. You know, it depends. The very first book, again, was very empirical. It was very colloquial in its tone. The new book that we have is going to be, again, much more scientific. So if people are skeptical, because we tell them, you know, well, this is what you need to do, in the first book, we didn't really give a lot of scientific proofs that was the right way to do it. Now, if you're skeptical, wait for the second book, because in the second book, we are proving all the points that we made in the first book with, again, scientific proofs. So you can remove all the dogma, you can remove all the belief system that you may have today. It will be very, very clear. I mean, the difficulty that we had in the second book was to explain in just a few sentences what the research says and how that translates into concrete action that sales and marketing people should take in their communication. I'll give you an example if you want.
One of the favorite subjects
in sales and marketing is to talk about the effectiveness of stories. So everybody tells you, well, yes, you have a good product, but you don't have a good story to sell that product. Well, amazingly enough, researchers that are much more on the side of neuroscience, so expert on how our brains fire up its neurons, etc., they have come up with a whole series. I mean, there are hundreds, possibly thousands of research around the globe that have been done on the impact of stories. In fact, they don't even call stories. They use another term. They call it narrative transportation. So again, they talk about narrative transportation. So what we've done is we've translated all that really complicated language that comes from the field of neuroscience, and we've read all this research, we've read all these books, and then in the next book, in the upcoming book, we are making a quick translation of what that means for the sales and marketing people.
Okay. However, your book may not be, is it going to be produced, come out in January, or is it mid-year next year?
We are supposed to render the version in early January, but it typically takes a few months after that for the publisher to release it.
Okay, so if somebody is planning now and they suddenly decide that finally they have to get results from their marketing programs, they're still going to be self-served by the original book, which talks about the self-centeredness of the brain and the self-centeredness of the prospect, that they're open to solid contrasts between what your product does versus other products. They're still going to be influenced by your thoughts about tangible input. You're still being influenced by visual and strongly triggered emotions. And you said you're going to cover all those in the next book. So if somebody wants to have an impact on this year until the next book comes out with some real hard numbers behind it, I suggest you go out and get the neuromarketing book and just think of it as a good precursor. And then get the new book for all of your people in the marketing department. Now, who else is Christopher in this book with you, and do you have any other authors on this one?
Yes, no, it's still the two of us.
So just the two of you. And where did you go to for this research?
Well, again, Christoph got a PhD on the subject a few years ago. He got it from the Fielding's Institute in Los Angeles. And, you know, as far as we both are concerned, you know, I'm standing right now in front of my library, and if you could see a picture of my library, you would see hundreds of books on the brain. So I am a nerd by background. You know, I studied computer science, but I switched my interest from computers to the human brain about 25 to 30 years ago. So we found all this in the technical literature on the brain. So these are typical books that are written, that are read by doctors, by PhD researchers in neuroscience, in you know, neuropsychology, all of that.
Well, I think you're being awfully humble.
If you look at our old book, there was very little references to the technical literature. Our new book is has a very, very long bibliography.
Well, I can see. I still think that your original book is what triggered the great majority of the onrush of the science and the thoughts and behind all of this in these last 15 years. So that's my opinion, and I'm sticking with it. Let's see now. We're just a little almost out of time. You're hoping the book is available by mid-year, and the title of the new book is going to be...
You know, I do not have the authorization from the publisher yet to release the new book, but the word neuromarketing will be in it.
Well, if you let us know when it's being released, we'll make sure that we get you up on a couple of... You know, we produce many programs on the Funnel Radio channel, and David Lewis is where I ran into you again through him and his belief and his whole agency and thoughts and his content delivery is all developed for hundreds of his clients based on your book and your thoughts. He can recite this right off the top of his head. So if you can come back when the book is published, we'd appreciate it. How can someone reach you, Patrick?
I'd love to. Well, people can go on our website. It's w3times.salesbrain.com.
Well, great. You've been very helpful today, and we were getting ready for our next show this morning, which is going to be on CRM Radio. We're going to talk about the findings of Forrester Research on the most significant CRM vendors. Patrick, thank you very much for taking your time today. You've been very generous.
Thank you, Jim.
Goodbye. Paul.
You've been listening to another episode of SLMA Radio. It has to do with sales lead management or sales lead marketing. It probably starts here with the SLMA Radio Show on the Funnel Radio Network for at-work listeners like you.